Good afternoon, and it's time for Borough Business. It's a call-in show, but we'll start out now in the studio with Mayor Mark Jensen and Assemblywoman Cindy Lakadakis. There is an assembly meeting tonight at 6, which is open to the public as usual. I know there's an auction on the a land auction on the agenda. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I believe there's 7 parcels that are going to be auctioned off, and you have to register that you want to participate in the auction, or you won't be able to. And you could also have someone come and be a representative for you, but you have to have a power of attorney signed to do it in that method. So all 7 parcels will be on a piece of paper listed separately and thrown in a hat, and we'll pick them out one at a time. And the first one that comes up, and we'll list, that's how the order that we'll take them in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a live auction, so have to stand up and be recognized. And $100 increments is the bid amount, so can't go up by 50 cents. That's be $100.
Oh, gosh, I want to bid another $2.
Yeah.
That does not work, obviously. What else is on the agenda that would be interesting to people? Cindy?
Oh, gosh. Well, the Sons of Norway gaming permit application.
That's very important.
There you go.
It's a pretty light agenda.
Yeah, it is actually, and we're talking a little bit about changing the borough code that grows out of the discussion for starting
in that method. So all 7 parcels will be on a piece of paper listed separately and thrown in a hat, and we'll pick them out one at a time, and the first one that comes up, and we'll list, that's how the order that we'll take them in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a live auction, so have to stand up and be recognized, and $100 increments is the bid amount, so can't go up by 50 cents. That's be $100.
Oh, gosh, I want to bid another $2.
Yeah.
That does not work, obviously. What else is on the agenda that would be interesting to people? Cindy?
Oh, gosh. Well, the Sons of Norway gaming permit application.
That's very important.
There you go.
It's a pretty light agenda.
Yeah, it is actually, and we're talking a little bit about changing the borough code that grows out of the discussion for starting local improvement districts for doing work around the community, and we've had a lot of feedback from locals and are trying to make our charter mesh with our code and have it be responsive to people's concerns. So I think there'll be a little bit more crafting that needs to happen, but we're starting that discussion now.
Yeah, that, originally by this time, the petitions were supposed to be circulated to the neighborhoods that the borough public works director was thinking would be a good fit for this LID, but the attorney said to hold off until we had the ordinance through its third reading, so that's going to put even that petition timing back for at least, 3 meetings, so 6
right.
weeks. So, I don't know, we'll see. This all hinges on whether CECON keeps their paving plant in town. So there's a lot of moving parts to it, and we're trying to get them all to meld together, so we'll see how
so
that works out.
The desire is to get these things started well. There's still somebody in town who can do the work.
The idea originally was Public Works saw an opportunity because the plant was in town. The borough really doesn't have the money budgeted to go out and pave all of the streets that are proposed and pay for them in full. But if a street group of a neighborhood saw an opportunity and wanted to take advantage of it and was willing to do some cost sharing, we wanted to share that process for forming a local improvement district so we could get that process started. So the conversation got a little more heated than we anticipated. This was not necessarily that we were going to force paving on any particular street, but just trying to present the opportunity if folks want to take advantage of it, recognizing the state's budget in the future does not look very good, and we don't anticipate having that plant in Petersburg anytime in the future, near future. So here was a chance to take advantage of it while it was here.
I'd like to remind people that in Borough Business, you can call in and ask a question, 772-3808. That's 772-3808. You can also just tell us what you think about some things. Call in and have a chat with the mayor and Assemblymember Lakatakis. You were about to say something.
Well, one thing is at the last assembly meeting, the assembly's concern was the 60% of the neighborhood involved in an LID. If 60% of the people voted in favor of it, then they would go ahead with it. And the other 40%, if that's what the ratio was, would just have to pay their share. So the assembly at the last meeting, just through discussion, if I remember right, was talking more like 80%. And our borough attorney's been involved in this redrafting of the ordinance, and so she was recommending that we don't go past 66%, which is, I believe, is in the charter. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy there. So we'll see how the assembly handles that this evening. And you know, if people in the public are concerned, just come and voice your opinion. Another thing that I see as a holdback on this moving forward is, at some point, the borough has to come up with the money to pay for this, and then you know, get the money back from the people in the neighborhood if they form an LID. And I don't know that from Public Works, and I don't know that they've got the money in their enterprise fund.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that they do either.
Yeah, so that at some point we need to redraft this ordinance anyway to transfer. To transform it to borough standards. So we'll.
So the point we were trying to make to folks who were really concerned about this moving forward was there are multiple places in the process where it would not go forward, and one is that this ordinance would not go forward, and another is that a neighborhood wouldn't come forward with a petition, and the other one would be that we not have money in the borough budget or that the assembly wouldn't approve it. So it's not... the paving of those streets is not a done deal. There's a lot of hurdles that need to be jumped through. And I think that we as an assembly have the discretion, if we feel there's some issue with numbers of property owners and all, that we could actually, even though the code says a 60% threshold, mm-hmm. we could ask for a higher threshold before we'd move
sure.
a project forward.
We do have a caller. Hello, if you're there, tell us who you are, and if you have a question or statement, go ahead.
Yes, hello, this is Joel Randrup calling in. Say thank you for having this program to KFSK, and thank you for the assembly persons for
my headphones are not on, so I can't
on the
hear.
Phone.
Yeah,
questions for both assembly members there. As the trying to read the fine print on the proposal for LID and changing the code around, how does it affect senior citizens that are tax exempt or low income? And have you considered, if you move forward with this, to set up a program for helping people like that pay for this? Things like possibly a cost sharing fund or funding for some sort of property owners that are low income or are elderly and tax exempt and so on. And I'll get off the phone and listen for the response. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Joel. It sounds like you anyway. you know, I don't know that it's been discussed about tax exempt elderly. I think, you know, just thinking off the top of my head, maybe it'd still be the first, you know, 100,000, 150 that's exempt is exempt, and then the rest of it they'd have to pay. So, don't know. We'd have to discuss that tonight if you're going to come and bring it up again, or we'll try to ask that question.
The only thing I was going to add was staff actually worked up a chart of potential costs for paving for some of these streets, and it's based on the amount of frontage you have along a street. And the total amounts are not complete. I mean, if I was to do my driveway, which is about 300 feet long, it probably cost me $60,000 to do it. We're not, this is in the neighborhood of a couple thousand dollars, and it could, the payment would be stretched out over a period of time to make it reasonable. But the point I want to reiterate is that a neighborhood has to come forward and say they want the paving, and it has to be a majority of the neighborhood to even start the process moving forward. So as a borough, we're not going to come and impose that on anyone.
And I'd like to remind people that if they would like to call 772-3808, and we have the mayor and assembly member Lakadakis here, and we are taking calls and comments and suggestions. Anything else you'd like to bring up? Mayor, we have on the agenda an update on the municipal building, and wasn't today supposed to be the completion date?
Well, I think today was the day that the people that are going to install all the the radios and the stuff for the police department, Procom, that company, they're in town, and they started the process. I think the way it was supposed to happen was that within the next month, the contractor was supposed to be moving out of the building to let them do that. And it seems like they're giving them room, so I think the deadline is actually in February. The drop dead date for the police department to move in. So hopefully, it looks like they've got a ways to go, but I haven't been inside. I know the manager was down there today, so maybe he'll give us a report this evening on that.
They actually do provide the photo documentation, right, of how things are going, but it doesn't quite give you the sense of being inside the building, but it's been exciting to see it come together.
We do have a caller. Go ahead.
Thanks. Mark, Cindy, this is John Haverick. I had a concern, and I don't know if there's an answer to it. In the last 12 months, the city's had to pay to take out three mobile homes trailers in an average of about $10,000 each. And it seems like we have to, the city has to absorb those costs. And I was just wondering if the attorney or someone would know a way where we can force the mobile home parks or the owners of the property, the trailers or the ones that are renting the spaces, to pay some of those costs. Because I don't think it's fair that the city has to absorb, in this case, $30,000 over the last 12 months. And get nothing for it, and yet the owners of the property, or the courts, still can collect their space rental, and we have to pay to move it for them. Anyway, I'll get off the phone, and it was just a concern that I was hoping that there was some sort of way we could get our monies back.
It would be a good question for the attorney, but I don't think you could hold the trailer park owner liable, and it's a shame, but I'm not aware of three, John, but I know of one that's already been done and one that's in the works, and I don't know what the deadline on that is. They had a little period of time, maybe up to a month, to either start fixing it or just let the borough take it over. But the old saying, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, kind of comes to mind, which is
that was exactly
unfortunate.
What I was thinking.
Okay. Well, there's, I'm sure, a lot that people could talk about there. I'm curious, though, say if somebody's house burns down, but it still, doesn't burn down. They leave. They've lost everything, and it's just time to go. But it's an eyesore and probably dangerous, what a lawyer would call an attractive nuisance. Does the borough get involved there? And if you could talk about that.
I don't know what the borough policy is. I know in this, the incidences we have been dealing with, they were a hazard to other mm-hmm. homeowners because of the proximity of the buildings, and also some illegal use and some concerns about stealing power in the one incidents too.
Right. Well, we did have an issue down the ask on Wrangell Avenue, and the home was owned by an attorney, and he ended up having to pay to get it removed, torn down, but the city had to force the issue because it was a dangerous building, and that is in our code. So, but don't know what to do about mm-hmm. abandoned, derelict buildings.
I think it's it really forces the issue if it's a hazard to surrounding properties, and that's really what drove the cases that we've addressed so far. But I don't have a good answer to your question.
Okay, we have a caller. Well, I guess we lost our caller, but if you'd like to call back, 772-3808. Sorry for keeping folks on hold, but want to let people finish up their answers. Anything else on tonight's agenda, this evening's agenda?
Not much, just have to reschedule a meeting potentially in February due to a couple people attending Alaska Municipal League in Juneau the week of the 20th. Got word this week from our federal lobbyist at Essential Air Service. The U.S. Department of Transportation has funded that, and it's for Cordova, Gustavus, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Yakutat for 2 years, so that's good news. We've been trying to get more land given to us through borough formation than the original amount of 1,400 acres, plus or minus, but we asked for another 14,600 acres, and DNR said they won't come out with a letter of support, but they won't oppose it. So we'll see what happens in the legislature this year, if we can get that in legislation and get it moved through.
Okay. Well, you know, something I thought I'd ask briefly about, Mayor Jensen, I understand you're headed to Norway on, I guess, official business. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, tomorrow, and I'm going to still... surprised that I was asked by the Norwegian ambassador, invited, and the embassy's paying my way, and it's going to be attending a Arctic Frontiers conference. So it's going to be very interesting. People from many countries. I think 1,300 people attend. Starts next Sunday evening with a reception. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an interesting discussion on shipping and policies, and just it's 5 days of from 9 in the morning till 8-9 o'clock at night, so it's going to be more than I can absorb, I'm sure, but I hope I pick up on some interesting points for the borough and for whoever's involved in Alaska. I've talked to a few people about it, so not very many people attending from Alaska. Just the only one I know for sure is the mayor from Fairbanks. So
is this more a chance for you and others attending to get educated on some of these issues, or will you have the opportunity to offer up ideas?
Well, I know on Tuesday, I believe it is, there's a roundtable discussion between Norway and Alaska, so I'm sure I'll sit in on that. And I would think there's going to be more people probably from the federal level there as well. I would, but I can't imagine there wouldn't be. So that'll be interesting. I might just be observing and listening.
Mm-hmm. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So when they called you, did you think it was real?
Actually, the ambassador was here last Mayfest and had a great time. Got a letter from him about a week after he left and said he was going to send me an invitation. And wasn't too long after that. I guess it was a number of months. I got an invitation, and they came up with the idea they'd pay my way. And I went, well, can't say no.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you and Petersburg have to offer to this sort of group?
You know, that I don't know. The fisheries part they're going to talk about would be interesting to see. You know, our fleet goes all over, you know, Alaska, and they fish all the way from California to as far as you can out in the Aleutians. So I don't know if any ambitious fishing entrepreneurs would venture up into the Arctic or not. You know, I'm sure some of the bigger draggers, but it'll be interesting just to see what, you know, the discussions are.
Well, if the water keeps warming and some of our species start moving a little further north, maybe Petersburg fishermen will be trying to catch salmon in the Arctic.
It's actually more productive up there than you would think. Mm-hmm. I volunteered a couple times with NOAA on some Bering Aleutian Salmon International surveys, and quite large and quite abundant herring and dolly-varden and salmon, mm-hmm. You know, all species up there, and we were quite fascinated to see what we were finding up even into the Chukchi Sea.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what, if there, I guess there is no jurisdiction set in stone up there between countries now, so that's going to be a interesting discussion.
I remember a few years ago being part of an interview session I set up with Fish and Game Commissioner, and one of the reporters from the north got up and said, you know, we've got salmon coming up our rivers and laying eggs that we've never seen before, and what are you going to do about that? And the commissioner, I can't remember which one it was, at Fish and Game, kind of said, well, I don't think we can really do anything about it, but we can send you some recipes.
to utilize them. Yeah.
It, you know, wasn't commercial grade, but it was still, they were there.
Right.
Interesting. Anyway, well, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to add? I think we've covered it.
Yeah, pretty much what's on the agenda. There's the land auction and then the discussion on the LID, I think, are the two main topics.
Well, and the, I just want to put in a plug for the two committee letters of interest that we're seeking for hospital board and for the... for the Historic Preservation Committee.
Yeah, well, I'd be asking for people to fill those positions, so throw your name in.
Great. Well, thank you very much. The meeting is at 6 tonight. It will be broadcast live here on KFSK, and we'll be out there, too, and have some reports for tomorrow, we hope. Thank you again, Mayor Mark Jensen, Assemblymember Cindy Lakadakis, and this is Ed Schoenfeld. Stay tuned.
I was going to add one thing,
sure,
if I could.
Go ahead.
Anybody interested in participating in the auction tonight, if you haven't, if you don't feel you've signed up properly with the borough, you know, you could probably come up there 10-15 minutes before the meeting, and the borough clerk will be there, so then we can start the auction right at 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give you folks give you a chance to go home and pack for Norway.
Yeah, I'm pretty much packed.
Okay, thank you very much.